Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy released a list of 11 Alaskans who will serve on the Alaska Bycatch Review Task Force, which aims to better understand the unintended bycatch of fish, such as halibut and salmon, caught in both state and federal waters. The two remaining seats on the task force will be non-voting seats filled by members of the Alaska legislature. And one of the governor's appointees includes City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel, who spoke with KSRM.
There are specific seats to this task force. There was a trawler seat, North Pacific Fishery Management Council seat, Fish and Game Commissioner seat, a bunch of stakeholders seats. And then there was also a Coastal Community Mayor seat. I was made aware of this. It interested me. I went ahead and applied and interviewed in early December, and then they just announced here this last week. So moving forward, it looks like we'll probably be having our first meeting sometime around the end of January, from what I understand. But for the specific tasks of this, honestly, there's going to be some things I think that we're going to have to drill down on to sort of distill and focus on, you know, some of the things that what this is sort of addressing. First off, they want to study the impact bycatch has on fisheries, evaluate and recommend policies informed by a better understanding of the issue of bycatch of high-value Alaska fishery resources, ensure state agencies are leveraging available resources to better understand the issue of bycatch, and utilize best available science to inform policymakers and the public about these issues.
Mayor Gabriel also said the intent is to hopefully make some recommendations that the governor can turn into administrative orders.
Yeah, I think there'll be some recommendations, and one of the things that I don't really know exactly, I'm sure there's probably a plan with it, how you recognize the correlation between state fisheries and federal fisheries, because they're managed by different bodies. You know, this task force was formed by the state government. You're dealing with fisheries that have bycatch, you know, federal waters that are federally managed. So that'll be an interesting angle.
The governor said bycatch has remained a contentious issue of concern for all Alaskans. Lawmakers are gearing up to return to Juneau for the second regular session, which begins next Tuesday, January the 18th, 2022, at the state capitol. Several bills have been submitted for introduction, first reading before the session began, and a multitude of the bills on that pre-file list for the State House of Representatives come from legislators right here on the Kenai Peninsula. For example, Representative Ron Gillum of Kenai has 7 bills on that pre-file list. They include 2/3 voter approval for annexation, municipal property tax senior exemption, James Hobo Jim Varso's Day, prohibition on requiring medical procedures, and school district boundary maps. Two in particular have to deal with COVID-19. House Bill 237 relates to pharmacists dispensing medication for treatment of COVID-19 and related diseases. Part of it reads that a person dispensing medications is not required to evaluate whether dispensing the medication is in the patient's best interest. Also, House Bill 238 relates to objections of vaccines. Section 3 reads that a business, employer, state agency, municipality, the University of Alaska, or a school district may not require an individual to be vaccinated against a specific disease if the individual objects based on a religious, medical, or philosophical grounds to the administration of the vaccine. Also, Representative Sarah Vance of Homer has 2 bills on that pre-file list, including what's called the Israel Anti-Discrimination Act and an act relating to the rights of patients to have a support person present during the treatment and during stays at certain facilities, which is also been co-sponsored by Representative Ben Carpenter of Nikiski. A Senate bill that was on the pre-file list is Senate Bill 151, sponsored by Senate President Peter Michicki, which would extend the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and provide for an effective date. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.